Part 9, Teacher Interview, Graphit.
Angel, I would like to know your impressions of using the Graphit program with a student in upper-level mathematics classes.
I think the Graphit program is really an excellent tool to implement the drawbacks of the rest of the sighted class using a graphing calculator. If they have to graph equations or lines, things like that, the Graphit program paired with the Braille Light and the Blazor makes a great tool for making permanent graphs or more permanent graphs than, say, if you're using WikiSticks on a piece of graphing paper or something like that. Also is more accurate. It is it's just much more functional. It does have some drawbacks as well, some technical difficulties. If you don't know what you're doing, it can be tough. So you've got to know where your resources are and be able to access those. Also, it can be noisy, so it's not something you want to use in the classroom. You might want to, you know, if you have a resource room or a resource period or something like that, if you're working one-on-one with a student, that kind of thing, outside of the classroom, just because of the noise level with it.
What disadvantages would you see in using the Graphit program?
As I just said, one of the big disadvantages would be the noise level. You can't use it in the classroom with the other students around because of the amount of distraction it causes. Also, the technical difficulties. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to have a hard time with it. Mm-hmm. And just getting the parameters set up, getting everything set up can be a challenge, but it's worth it once you finally get it all going.
After getting everything set up the first time, the first go through with Graphit, mm-hmm. Do you feel that you could replicate this for other students without much difficulty?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the technical difficulties you encountered getting the program set up and getting it to communicate with the Braille Light, mm-hmm. and the Braille Light with the Blazor, were those due to difficulties in interpreting the manual, or was the manual accurate? Were there inaccuracies in the manual?
I think some of it was the manual, definitely. A lot of these manuals for technology for the visually impaired are poorly written, they're vague, they have errors in them, blatant errors, and a lot of times the print version might be different from the Braille version. You just have a really tough time with it. I think the other thing, though, is just it's so detailed. You have to set every little parameter, you have to have everything set up just perfectly or it won't work. I think a better way would be if companies could produce a program that, you know, all you had to do is say, yes, I'm using this with a Blazor, or yes, I'm using this with, you know, some other VersaPoint or some other kind of embosser, so that those configurations, those parameters are set up immediately. You don't have to go through and individually do each one.
That's right. Something similar to the way Microsoft XP works now, where you just plug in a device and it recognizes it. That's the kind of thing you're talking about.
Right. Right. More user-friendly because, I mean, you're already at a disadvantage being visually impaired. You don't need all this other technology stuff. And there's so few people out there that actually know how to run this stuff that you're kind of lost. Mm-hmm. And it can be frustrating.
As a person who is very proficient in technology, do you have any advice for the legions of teachers out there who aren't as proficient or perhaps don't have as much confidence or staying power? Would you suggest that they attempt to do this, number one? Mm-hmm. And number two, if so, do you have advice for them to help them get started? Because once you get started, you're good to go. And you can use it with, you know, lots of different students.
I would say, yeah, try it out. You know, your computer people in your building or in your district can help. A lot of it is just computer ease. It's that technical language stuff you're trying to figure out. Also, knowing your resources, having people at a higher level who know the programs, that kind of thing. Such as yourselves from NIU, you guys are a great resource. I know if I have questions, I can call and you guys will help me out. You can call the company and ask for help. A lot of times they won't know quite where you're at, but it's worth a shot. And you know, even if at some point, kind of a dream of mine would be to maybe set up a network of teachers so we can, you know, email each other and say, hey, you know, I'm having trouble with this program or that program. I'm fortunate enough to work in a co-op with three other vision teachers, so we can bounce ideas off of each other, figure out who's figured out what, and, you know, how do you work this? It helps a lot to have those other resources. So knowing where your resources are, definitely. But it's worth the shot. It's worth trying it out.
And don't be afraid of it.
Don't be afraid of it at all. It can't hurt you, and you really can't break it.